Okay, Madam Chair, if you'll just say the date.
Today's date is November 9th, 2016, and it's Mojave Valley Town Board Advisory Board meeting. And Jean Houston will give our invocation, and Janice will give us our pledge.
Please rise. Our Father in Heaven, we're indeed grateful for our many blessings. We're thankful for the beautiful valley that we live in here and the free country that we live in. We're thankful for the ability and the opportunity we have and the privilege we have to be able to sit and discuss those things that affect our valley, be able to have those inputs that would help be able to establish the kind of place that we'd like to live. We ask you to bless us here at this meeting as we go over the items that we're to discuss, that we'll be able to have open minds, that we'll be able to have a good understanding and be able to be guided in the way that would be best for all. We're thankful for all that we've been blessed with, our many blessings, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Blessings to come.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any county staff people that need to be introduced, Janice?
Just me, Janice Redondo, Commissioner, officially Commissioner Marilyn Kirkpatrick's office.
Okay. Okay. Item number two is public comment. And this is a period to devote comments by the general public about items on this agenda. Your name and...
Doris Dorita Lovendale.
Madam Chair, if I could ask Ms. Dorita, is this about the Sava Trundeval item?
No, but before they approve the minutes, can I not comment about the format of the minutes?
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Something on the agenda.
No.
Right.
The
right.
minutes are on the agenda.
Okay.
And I haven't been approved yet. Right?
Okay. Yes, correct.
I just want to go on record that I really do not like this new format on the agenda where they say board, liaison, citizen, and no names are mentioned. While it may not be because the intent to be less than transparent, it gives the impression of a lack of transparency when we don't know who said what. I'd like to know if a specific board member said something in case it should be on the record somewhere. So I just object to the way the format now is in place. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that has any comments on anything on this agenda?
You're going to have to talk a little louder because they're all kind of leaning in trying to hear.
Okay, I got to talk louder, so hopefully I can do that. Since there's nobody else that has any comments right now, how about approval for the minutes of October 12th?
I'll motion approval.
I abstain. I was not here.
I second. No, I can't second. Can I do
you don't
it?
Need to second.
Okay. All in favor?
You can second, Madam Chair, but you don't have a quorum to approve, so
that's
we'll have
right.
to carry these
I'll
minutes
carry
to the
this.
Next
okay.
agenda.
All right. Okay. Approval of the agenda for November 9th?
Madam Chair, if I might, there was an error on these minutes, and it's the template, so it's confusing to me. But our meeting obviously starts at 7 p.m. according to your bylaws and not 7:30. I'm not sure how it said 7:30, but it's kind of irrelevant to amend the agenda as it's posted. But I would just like to note the meeting did, in fact, start at 7 and not 7:30, and it's an error of the agenda and not a change in what time we'll have on our
okay,
meeting.
Okay, so noted.
Okay, thank
All
you.
Right. Can we still approve the agenda, though?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I got one question too.
Okay.
If the engineer doesn't show up for these agenda items, do we wait till that time to? Cause I don't think we need to discuss it or should discuss it until we have someone here to discuss it.
I agree.
But I have no problem approving this agenda. But if he's not here,
Madam Chair,
we need to have him
through
here.
You for Gene. I would just say we have a couple of items to talk about. Probably maybe just one. I don't see Parks and Rec. If you wanted to at least get through the informational items and then make a motion to hold when we get to the zoning item.
Okay, we'll do the informational items. Number one is update on paving.
First of all, we got to approve the agenda.
Yep.
Oh, okay, let's go back to that.
I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda,
I
and
second.
We will hold the zoning items to be last.
I second it.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so agenda approved.
Thank you.
Now we go to the informational items, right?
Mm-hmm.
Update on the paving list for discussion only. We have an update on that. Is anybody?
You should have a document in front of you from Public Works where we do not at this time have a time frame for the construction to start. The bids were opened and the bid was awarded to Mel Clark Construction. Currently on your list is Lewis, Moapa Valley to Deer, Deer from Lewis to Overton Park Avenue, Rice from Whitworth to Brothers, and St. Joseph from Cram to Bunnell. Now, there was a late add, and it was the gentleman that was here at the last meeting talking about the BMX track. He had built a home and had given money to the county to construct the road, and somehow the money was earmarked incorrectly, and it took several years to find it. He was very diligent in keeping up with our office to find the money. The money was found, and Whitworth, which is where he lives, from Yamashita Ash, has been added as a fifth street because we got lucky, and when the bid went out, it came in lower than expected. So this, which should be probably at the top because it's about 8 years overdue, will at least be part of that five-street block. And the moment that I have a time frame as to when they'll begin, I'll pass it to the town board, and it'll appear on the next agenda.
On the next agenda, okay. Okay, number two. Park County Parks and Rec to give an update.
Madam Chair, we can open for discussion. There just won't be a vote if you want to ask the public if they have anything to say.
Is there anybody that wants to talk about the update on the paving list? But no voting will be. Okay.
Dorney Street, 11 down. I just want clarification because I remember over the years every time Whitworth came up from Yamashita to Ash, they still did not have all the clear right-of-ways on that street from other the one or two homes that are there. And I need to know that that is indeed the case, that they're all cleared now before you agree to pave it.
Madam Chair, that was another part of the issues for the 8 years that it took. Was part of it was right-of-way dedication, and part of it was finding the money that gentleman had given to the county, and that all has been cleared out.
So it is cleared out. Correct. The last time I was here, we hadn't heard that it had switched over to a clearer situation. Okay, thank you.
Right. Anybody else wish to comment on anything? Matt?
That gentleman's name is Terry.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Tim Terry.
Tony Terry?
Tony Terry.
He's the attorney.
But he's not there.
I think it's Tim Terry.
Tony.
No, it's Tim Terry. It's Tim Terry. He's a former or retired fireman from Las Vegas.
Right.
And he built that home many, many years ago and gave money for the... But Doreen is right. There were right-of-way issues, but everything's been worked out. And all these years later, it's getting done.
Okay, number two is Clark County Parks and Rec, but is there anybody here from that?
Madam Chair, it looks like it's our mural, which is scheduled to be on this back wall behind us, and I know tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. we have a meeting to speak and meet with the final three finalists, and that's all I know, unless someone else knows something I don't know. So my assumption when I see Parks and Rec, I think of John Statsky,
right.
And I don't see him. So what we can do is same thing, table this. Hold this item to the next agenda.
Okay.
And I, at a minimum, will have an update for you because I'll be at the meeting tomorrow morning for the committee to choose the artist to do the mural.
Okay.
And do you want to ask if anybody has...
Does anybody have any questions on this particular thing?
I thought they were supposed to meet with Michael Ogilvie today.
I thought he was supposed to come in here today.
He was.
And discuss it. And I don't know what the date is on how they're selecting. So
Okay, I can tell you that I'll be upfront and honest. I didn't even know that we had a meeting tonight, and that's my fault because I'm certain that I was sent an agenda just like you were. But we had a crazy little thing yesterday that was the election, and I worked 21 hours out at the Indian Reservation, actually 18 hours out there, and then I was in Las Vegas bringing stuff back. And so I received a call a little while ago that there was a meeting that had been posted incorrectly for 7:30. And again, I didn't see this item number two, and I know for sure because I verified it on Monday, there's a meeting here tomorrow in this room for the final, to choose the final three.
Yeah. So the three are not going to be selected tomorrow. People are supposed to come in, and we're supposed to review the proposals and score them or whatever, and then the three are selected.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Correct.
But I don't think... asked Joan, and she didn't know anything about it. So, yeah. That's kind of weird.
Well, Madam Chair, though, I'm not sure that the artists need to know.
Oh, okay. Is it just us meeting
it's
then?
The committee.
Okay. Well, we had received emails.
Can you both just identify yourself?
Sure.
For
yeah.
The,
sure. Elise McAllister, Partners in Conservation.
Thank you.
Deborah Bagley. Yeah, we received emails to be here
tonight.
To meet with him. He was going to discuss different things about the mural, have taken community questions and input before they did this process, and then they were going to review the applications, look through those applications, and then I didn't think they were going to come up with a decision by tomorrow. I think it's going to be later from the information that we have received.
That makes sense.
So the process was supposed to be that he comes in and educates the community, they put in input, and then they go through the process of then being able to use that information to make their selections.
Okay. Well, Madam Chair, again, I'll reiterate to everyone who's here, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. at this building until 12 noon, it's called Moapa Valley Community Center Mural Project Application Review. I welcome everyone and anyone that would like to be here at 9 a.m. I am certain that Michael will be here tomorrow morning, and he can clear up any misconceptions that we may have, and I apologize if our office had a role in making it more clear, because that the only information I have is about tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Okay, so was his name on that for the morning meeting?
Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Michael Overby's name is on there.
Okay, so... So that's during work hours.
9 to noon tomorrow. You work during the day?
Yeah. And so I was under the understanding it was supposed to be at a community meeting. So that doesn't sound like the same thing.
The email that Amelia sent out said it was going to be at this meeting tonight, that Michael Overby was going to be here.
Do you know when that email was sent?
Last week.
Okay, last week.
And the week prior, I believe.
Okay.
And then I got
maybe
one.
Maybe he's supposed to be here today.
The best I can do is straighten it out tomorrow. You didn't have a date or a time? Okay.
Oh, one more thing. I was told it was mandatory, whatever meeting he's going to be at, but I'm not sure if that's correct or not. For those
I will tell you. From the commissioner's office, it's not mandatory. That just doesn't make any sense. This isn't a... Pardon me.
Okay.
Too late.
Too late, it's missing.
Late.
Well, okay.
All right. So, Madam Chair, I'm sorry. A lot of confusion around that item, and I will...
Okay.
I'm certain that Amelia will get on that first thing tomorrow morning.
I'm certain she will, too. Okay. Okay, and the next one is the planning and zoning, and this is the guy that's in Bulgaria, not here tonight.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, my question is, if we hold this, will the County Commission hold it?
Yes.
Okay, then I move. If he doesn't show up in the next little bit, then...
Well, before you make your motion, I just want to be clear that Sava Trendeville, who our office speaks with, made it clear to me a couple of weeks ago that he would not be here. His father is ill in Bulgaria, and he is out of the country. they have Thanksgiving like we do, and he's not coming back until after Thanksgiving. I don't know if I assumed that Landon Christofferson, who's his representative, would be here tonight. Obviously, he's not. He's hard to miss. He's 7 feet tall. So,
unless he's planning on being here at 7:30.
Well, I'm going to stay no matter what to ensure that someone doesn't show up, but I'm
still going to say the same thing. If he's not here, it needs to be held.
Correct.
So can we do that and just go ahead and hold
it over?
We can.
And I would like to, because folks have shown up, if you don't mind opening public comment, just so maybe there's something I can answer.
Are there people here that would like to comment on this particular thing, with the solid thing?
But we need to understand that it's going to have to happen again, no matter what you comment, because it's going to be held. It will be heard at a later date.
If you do want to, Glenn, come up to the podium.
If you got something that maybe she can answer or whatever, then come on.
I'm assuming some of you are here for the art project and some are maybe here for... Hey!
You almost got held.
I said 7:30, I'm sorry.
Look at that. It was 7.
That was our fault.
That was not your fault. That was our fault.
All right, you're up.
Good timing. Well, Madam Chair, if you'll read the items into the record.
Okay. Number one is TM015116, Trenda Filova, Sava, a tentative map consisting of one industrial lot and 14 single residential lots on 28.5 acres in an RA residential agricultural zone and an M1 light manufacturing zone in the Moapa Valley Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Swap Drive and the north side of Willow Avenue within Moapa Valley MKRK garage for possible action. The next one, do I read one right after another? Okay. Number two, WS074816, Trend of Love Sava. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1. Street landscaping and screening. 2. Full off-site improvements, curbs, gutters, streetlights, sidewalk, and paving. Design reviews for the following. Number 1. A proposed industrial subdivision and single-family residential development. And number 2. Increased finished grade on 28.5 acres in an RA residential agricultural zone and M1 light manufacturing zone in the Moapa Valley Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Swap Drive and the north side of Willow Avenue within Moapa Valley, with a description on file for possible action. Okay, and then this is Mr. Who? What's his name?
This is Landon Christofferson, here representing the owner.
Okay.
2885 East Quail Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89012.
Okay.
What we have is the third and final application for the project, which is the tentative map for the project. Going with the concerns from the last two town board meetings that we've had, we've kind of modified it along with staff and the commissioner's office. What we have is 14 residential lots that go along the exterior of the property that are adjacent to the residential that's onto the east and the M1 to the north. So we've reduced the number of lots. We've increased the industrial. And we concur with staff's conditions and here to answer any questions that you may have.
We can open it, people. Okay, go ahead. Name and address.
Okay. And I'm just curious what the staff conditions were first.
They're pretty. You want me to go ahead and answer?
Go ahead.
Sure.
They're pretty standard. We have to provide a hydrology study. We have to do improvement plans, which include the pavement on Swap, on Willow Avenue, and through the interior streets. And we have to do a traffic study as well.
Questions about waivers now?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess I want to know why you want to waive everything for a development. I kind of feel feel like if we're developing something, we ought not to waive everything.
Actually, I could answer that. It's because I live in Moapa Valley, and I don't necessarily want streetlights, sidewalks, and that type of development everywhere around this valley, especially in a residential neighborhood. If it was somewhere in the middle of Overton, around the high school, down the highway, down the boulevard, I think that would be fine. But if it was in my subdivision, I would prefer to have a non-urban standard. Paved roads, absolutely. I don't need sidewalks, and I don't need all the streetlights. That's my personal opinion. Okay.
So is that why we're asking for them waived?
What we did a lot of years ago is because everybody was coming in because the county requires full improvements on any subdivision whatsoever. And so we got met with, I don't remember his name now, but guy over.
Dennis Cederberg?
It was Dennis Cederberg, and there's a guy, I can't remember the other guy that was there, but they met with a committee. We were on that committee. You guys, I think, was a part of some of that. And we come up with a non-urban standard so that we could develop a little different in Moapa Valley instead of trying to be like Vegas and have to have block walls and certain amount of landscaping, sidewalks, streetlights, every 180 feet out in the Moapa Valley. But because that's a county standard, that's what had to be done. And so we developed a non-urban standard, which they've chose to use through the residential part of this, and still apply it to a commercial. Commercial subdivisions don't allow non-urban standards, but can happen through waiver of development standards. So typically, if you do commercial, you have to do full off-site improvements even out here.
Okay, so this actually says that we're waiving off-site improvements, including full-width paving.
Full-width paving means curb-to-curb. They're doing, what's your width in your paving?
About 32 feet.
32 feet. Their right-of-way is approximately 58 feet. And so they'll have... They'll have some dirt shoulders with some swells, and they'll have 38 feet of paving, which is not full width of the right-of-way, which is as wide as most of the roads that we have out here currently.
And if I may, the waiver of the landscaping is to allow that to be done in development. So if the board pleases, I would like to,
sure.
to suggest that we put a condition on there that the landscape waiver is until such time as a design review is done for further development. That way we're assured that that landscaping goes in, because we, the owner, does not want to see that somebody see that that's waived and then figures they don't have to put it in. At that development, it needs to be put in, and that's the appropriate time.
Right, and I believe that was one of the conditions that they had on here.
Okay. By the homeowner?
By either the homeowner or the developer
of the commercial.
Ma'am, did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Right there on Willow.
Do you have your name, please?
I'm sorry, Rod Lewis. I thought that are you asking for a waiver on the landscape that goes along Willow to block the view of the commercial site?
No.
Or just the residential landscape?
No, we had to apply for a waiver. This was what we came for in the first application, which was for the 5,000 square foot building.
Right.
And then we have to do landscaping around that.
You're not asking for that to be waived.
No, it's
not part of the waiver. Okay.
But it's a 13-acre commercial site.
So we're just asking it to be waived further
until future development.
No, I understand. I just wanted to make sure about that right there.
Got it.
For the view of the building that people don't want to see.
Correct.
Can I confirm, Madam Chair? It's not commercial. It's
M1.
Manufacturing.
Oh, that's right.
M1.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No.
Used the wrong word.
I'm Janice Schultz. I live on Cottonwood, the end of Cottonwood, right at the corner. I apologize. This is the first time I've seen anything with this, except for the little cards that came in the mail. But we were gone all summer, so this is the first time I've seen anything come up. The first thing I'm wondering about is on, I don't know what page it is, but it's on the Clark County Department of Comprehensive Planning disclosure of ownership, that Mr. Trinilong is into medical marijuana?
No. No, that's not the same
listed on there.
I don't know. He's from Bulgaria. He's moving his family here. He's actually has one of the home sites that he's going to build on, which is this lot here. But his manufacturing, the 5,000 square foot, is for climbing holds. He does indoor climbing holds for the climbing walls and climbing distributors all around the United States and Europe. So that's what he does. He doesn't do medical marijuana.
Madam Chair, if I might, Janet, this is a template, and that medical marijuana establishments, colon, if it pertains to what you're doing, so it's not a separate template for medical marijuana. That only applies if that's what they're applying for. That's not what this applicant is applying for.
Okay.
It's just a template.
Yeah, it just kind of scared me since, you know, everything's went yes yesterday.
Yep, it jumped out.
But as it, you know, Mr. Trindloff is going to be part of the community. He's not going to apply for anything for medical marijuana or anything of such on this property. He's made that.
This template.
Yeah.
So if you own this lot and intended to do medical marijuana, any other person affiliated with you, their name has to be on here too. For light manufacturing, if Sava has 10 other people investing in it, they don't have to put their names here. Only for medical marijuana. So that has nothing to do with the individual. It has to do with the application.
Okay. And since I'm old, can't see that well. How large are the lots? Can you give me
He made a commitment the first time he came through that the lot minimum size would be an acre. And we actually lost a few lots. One was because the density was a concern at the last meeting, so we lost four lots here. But the lot sizes are a minimum of a net of 1 acre, not a gross, a net 1 acre. So that doesn't mean that's not to the center line. That's to the back of right away. So they are over an acre, but the net is an acre.
Okay, and I didn't see anything in here. I don't know. I didn't really get through the whole thing. Isn't this area in the floodplain?
No. No. It's not for
the
area.
Did they change the floodplain?
I read it here.
Because I know right across the street from us is in the floodplain.
Madam Chair, if I might. On the east side of the railroad track? The west side. The east side.
Yeah. I live on Cottonwood.
Right.
Betsy Levitt's property, which is right across the street, her house is in the floodplain.
Well, Madam Chair, I can tell you, Jenna, that they have to. Have you done a drainage study yet?
We've got one ready to go in now.
Okay.
That we've got the lots, because we have to take the flows from the north and take them through the site. So, but we're not in the floodplain as per the FEMA map.
They may or may not be in a county. But they have to do a flood / drainage study regardless.
Okay. So is this going to be draining toward Cottonwood?
Actually, no. It drains through the site, and it drains historically to Willow, and then goes...
It's going down the drainage ditch?
West Cottonwood.
Are they going to open up ditch or something? That's right there at the bottom?
Right now there's an existing drainage ditch, but we're working on what that's going to become.
So that would run down there.
And then take it through Willow, because we've got to follow a historical path.
Because we can't handle any more.
That is so true.
Famous last words.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is there anybody else that wants to?
Yes,
go ahead, Ralph.
Across the Verita, Logandale. Where are the railroad tracks at?
They are here.
So you're on the west side of the tracks then?
East side.
Okay. Now your lots, where are you going to put streets?
We have Swap, which follows the railroad, Willow, which is to the south of the property. And then we have an internal street that comes through.
Are you going to grade that before, you know, when he builds his house, you're going to put a
street that goes around or just comes out and swap?
Well, the reason why we put his house here for now is because he can start construction without having the final map recorded. But he's going to have to record a final map, and then that will dictate that we have to start those internal improvements, and then we will grade all the lots and this internal street.
You will?
Yes. I think what he's trying to tell you, Billy, he probably built his house first before he records.
He's going to build his, and then...
But before he can do any other lots and sell them, he'll do a final map, and then he'll have to bond and do the improvements.
Correct. Because we can't build any all the other.
But he's wanting to be here with his business, so he'll start that construction on the business and this house probably pretty close to the same time or somewhere around.
Probably around February, March, he'll start the construction of the.
Is the building going to be metal building?
Yes, the industrial metal building. But we got landscaping as required by the last.
Town meeting.
It was suggested that we put 6 along the back side, so anybody coming from Willow will not see it. And then we've got the 4 along the road, 15 feet.
And on the other side, are you putting any kind of shrubbery to hide the houses? Are those the back lots?
These back lots?
Back of the lots.
The back of the houses. Well, they'll meet the requirements of whatever county has, but it's not required to put the landscaping in the backyard.
Not in the backyard, but along the border between.
That's their backyard.
That's the backyard. So this is all rear of the lots.
Okay. Thank you.
It's me again. When he builds the plant, is this going to be shipped out UPS truck, or how?
Right now it would be van. It's not large. The holds, you can put 200 pieces in a box, a medium-sized box.
Okay, so
it's going to be van. Yeah. It's nothing, no major trucks.
You're not going to need a road. Rail cross to stop the railroad, the train, or anything.
Yeah.
You're
welcome. Let me get around to this. A question. First question is, on that drainage distance there now, how far down are they required to work with that?
Don't know that.
All the way through the property line. We have to tie in. So right now the drainage distance starts here,
right,
and then it gets deeper as it comes here. We have to tie in to the exact point and the elevation that it is at the property line.
Okay, but beyond that, it's full of brush and weeds. If that water comes down out of there and hits that, it's either going to back up and overflow, or it's going to act just like the muddy river did.
The water already comes down and hits that.
I'm sorry?
The water already comes down and hits that. He has to make it follow the same path.
But it's having flooded.
What you're saying is you want him to clean it up because he's building.
No, I'm just curious as to what's going to happen, because we're farther down the line. If that water comes down through there and hits all that brush and everything, it's just going to back it up.
But it's the same water that's already hitting it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, there's no water.
He said it was the historic flow.
It's the historic path of the water. That's what he's got to. He's got to accept whatever comes onto his property, follow the same path.
What's grown up in that ditch or anything?
No, right. And Madam Chair, as long as it isn't on his property, he's not responsible for that.
That's what I thought.
And the commissioner has recently had Lewis, at the end of Lewis, going north along the Muddy River. I hate to call it the Muddy River, but the Muddy River. And we now have Public Works on a channel maintenance schedule twice a year. And we need to identify historic flows that carry a lot of water to ensure that those areas, however many parcels they touch, are on our maintenance list.
Right.
But remember, we've got to be able to access it. So it's what Doreen asked about earlier with paving Whitworth. Either we have to have a resident say, yep, you can go back there and clean it, or they say you can't come on my property, and then the...
Yeah, but Willow's an unmaintained county access road.
So they can go up and down Willow.
Yeah, they could go right along the edge of the road.
Okay, then we need to make sure that it's on the maintenance schedule for channel maintenance.
Yeah.
The
ditch is private property.
Owned by?
Sorry. It's private property.
Owned by whom?
Well, property owners.
Well, that's my point. So if a property owner says, come on on and clean it, we can. But if the property owner says, hell no, you're not coming on my property,
right.
It's going to...
There's actually only one property where the person hasn't... Where that actually crosses part of Willow. It's at the corner, like a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. The rest of the way down, most of the people have given up the easements on it.
Mm-hmm.
But another portion of that ditch that's not...
Maintained.
It's not part of someone's property, as far as I know. It actually sits right on the edge of part of Willow.
Does the irrigation company have an access?
Well, yeah, that was my next question, too. What about the Stringtown irrigation water line that runs underneath the Willow? I mean, my question is, how far over does Willow actually go over there that they're talking about having to pave?
Well, it's 60
feet.
What's
the distance?
So right now, it's an existing 30, and then we're going to dedicate another 30.
But their dedication is on their side of the road.
Correct.
Right. Okay, so then they don't have to worry about the Stringtown ditch.
Not the ditch, but anything that's inside that right-of-way, we have to either lower to grade and put a cap on it, like a manhole. If it's got a manhole, we have to...
Put it in the irrigation pipes.
Right.
21 inches, so...
But if it's going to be in the roadway and it's got a valve coming up or a... Whatever, we have to bring that to the elevation of the asphalt and then put it in the asphalt. Still accessible the same way. We just have to lower it so you could drive over.
It depends if the irrigation pipe may not even hit the asphalt.
Right.
So the asphalt won't get to the pipe is what you're saying?
Probably.
Okay.
Don't know until we start the improvement.
Are you putting your paving down the center line or are you doing it on your side?
Typically they like it down the center line, 16 feet each side.
Right. So it might not even hit.
Okay. Just curious.
Okay. Is there anybody else that wants to make any comments? Go ahead.
I'm Deborah Dean. I live on Victory Joy. On here, you talked about how you want to increase the finished grade of a single family residential development up to 36 inches, where 18 inches is the standard. Why?
Well, that's over the entire site, so it's kind of difficult to say we're going to stay at 18 inches and provide the drainage that needs to, because we don't. Most people aren't going to say, hey, we want you to go ahead and grade to swap because that's not going to work because then that puts all that drainage down swap and it could crest over and then head down towards Cottonwood, which we just heard they don't want to do.
So are you actually cutting the cost of your developmental fees by putting it on the backs of your prospective property owners, purchasers, by going to 36 inches?
Well, that's just an average. That's the maximum height that we would go is 36 inches.
Yeah.
But we have to provide drainage from all of these lots to right now where we have White Willow Road. And then we have to provide so all of these lots drain to Weeping Willow Road. So in doing that, that leaves this parcel where we have to get that to drain towards Weeping Willow as well. And that's where you're getting that we could be as high as 30 inches above what is existing swap road.
Which means the people that live on Pinwheel would have 3 feet of somebody else's yard looking at them.
Mm.
Possibly.
What do you mean, here?
Yeah, those people right there.
No, because...
If you increase the...
We're not increasing these lots.
No, not the size of the lots.
No.
No,
because we have to match these grades. By county standards, we have to match these grades.
Right.
So what we're saying is we're going to lower this road, and we're going to bring all of this
to
make this way. Yes.
Okay. So
but that requires that this parcel has to drain towards, and we can't get enough of this. We don't have enough fall to go 1% from here to here without filling some of this area, and that's where that comes into play, is that 30 inches.
Okay.
But we are matching... The adjacent, because we have to accept those flows from this side, and you don't want to put a retaining wall. That's the expensive part. We'd be doing a retaining wall along that. But we had to do a quick section study that says what would be the maximum amount we would fill on that property.
Is there anybody else that wants to come in on anything? Go ahead.
Well, question probably doesn't even pertain to this whole thing, but the reason I'm asking is Salva said that he was going to build his house on this part of property, and he had family members coming also?
No.
Or will residents, or will people be able to buy those lots, or is it going to be a commercial build?
No, it will be individual for sale. That's why we have additional design reviews that will be required, because this will be custom homes.
Yeah, these are 1 year. Good. That's what I wanted to know.
Anybody else? Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. I want to make a motion. I'll start with tentative map TM01516. That I make a motion that we approve the tentative map. Start with that first.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay, second motion on the waiver of development standards. I'd make a motion that we waive the development standards with the conditions of public works and current planning to be a part of that. Because you told me you're accepting the conditions that they have for that. Okay?
I didn't really say that upon further design review, the landscape would be required then.
Okay, and upon the development of the lots, that there needs to be a design review for each of those lots, as far as including the commercial, for screening and those types of things that needs to happen.
Manufacturing.
Right. That's right. It's not commercial.
Are you going to require that they pave the road, right?
That was the conditions. That was part of the conditions, that they paved the road.
Public works conditions.
That's public works conditions.
I'm sorry, Mr. Christopherson, are you okay with the conditions that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Somebody's got to leave. I made the motion.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Any opposed?
Nope.
Okay, design review. I make a motion that, one, the proposed acceptable single-family residence develop and the increased finish grade on the 28.5 acres in the RA zone, and that's it, I think.
Yeah, because it says 1 and 2.
So it's for the industrial subdivision, for the single-family residential development, and the increase of the grade up to the 36 inch for the commercial subdivision.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No.
Okay. You were not late at all. You were not. Thank you.
Okay.
You leave that. I'll take care of that.
Is there any general business?
There is none.
Okay. Public comment now. And it's a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken, but
it's Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria Costin, I live on Cottonwood. I'd like to know the status of the grant that Irene Navis put in over a year ago to do the engineering for the breach on Mill Pond. Do you know, Janice?
I don't, and so, Madam Chair, we will ask Amelia to contact Irene. Put an item on the agenda.
Okay.
And have Irene come out and state where we are. Madam Chair, Victoria, are you on the, you get the agendas? Okay.
No, I look at them in
the closet. Okay. Tell me again what it is that you're, what is it called?
Remember the whole issue on the breach on the Mill Pond?
Yes.
Irene Navis put in a request for a grant to do engineering.
Oh, to fix that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll put it on the agenda when you find out something.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Amelia,
all
will
right.
Talk to Irene.
Okay, anybody else have any comments?
I just need to ask about, we have a parade on Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have a parade on Friday.
What time?
I'm
starts at, you get down there around 9.
It's about 9-ish, yeah.
And it goes to?
By the library.
Right. To Lynn's, okay.
To Lynn's, yeah.
Some of us got to work. It's not a holiday for everybody.
Negotiate your contract.
We don't have contracts. We don't get to negotiate. Work hard, keep your job.
All right.
But that is the thing. Anything else, Jen?
All right, well, I hope everyone attends. No, Madam Chair, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, our next meeting date will be December 14th at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Okay.
This meeting's adjourned.
7 p.m. This meeting's adjourned. Okay. Thank you. Woo!